time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Mike the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. Gossip time. It's hump day. What do we got going on?
Hump day. Sorry. Yeah, that commercial's back with the camel. I love it.
I know.
Love it.
The Geico commercials, yes. You can't beat them.
And the one with the pig, too, and he's going, wee, wee. I love that one. All right, let's start off with Mr. R. Kelly. The cops are at his studio right now.
Yeah, but it's just not what you think. They're,
I know.
Going along with the Building and Zoning Department from Cook County, they're basically checking on to see if anybody's living there. That building's only zoned for industrial use, so they're checking if anybody's living there.
Ooh, wait, Sharky, an update on that. They did find that somebody's been living there, probably R. Kelly. And he owes so much money on back rent, too.
Yeah, and he could be evicted before the end of the month, so things are really spiraling out of control for Mr. R. Kelly.
Ooh, and somebody else spiraling right here in Connecticut in Stamford.
Yeah, this is interesting.
To Catch a Predator. Remember Chris Hansen?
Yeah, NBC, you know, he's always creeping up on these creepy people.
Yep.
And all of a sudden they go, gotcha. Well, he got it this time.
Yeah, in Stamford. I guess he was bouncing some checks.
Yeah, one for $13,000.
Yeah.
He was released, promising to appear in court at a later date. But, he's in a little hot water.
Mariah Carey, she is suing her former personal assistant. And this is not good at all.
No. Her assistant, Leanna Azarian, was taping her secretly doing some embarrassing things.
Yep.
So she turns around and says, hey, Mariah, you either cough up $8 million or I'm going to release these videos.
I want to know what's on those videos.
Oh, no.
Paris Jackson is taking a break.
Yeah, she checked herself into a treatment facility to focus on her physical and emotional well-being, which is good. This is a good thing.
So, Sharky, when you turn 60, do you think you'll be having another baby?
Well, if I do, it's not going to be with my wife.
So. Oh, Jesus! Shark!
No, of course not.
Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx and his wife are expecting a baby. He is 60 years old, and she is 33. They've been married for 5 years.
See, when the kid's 12 and he wants to do something with dad, he'll be 72.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like me taking a nap on the couch.
Joey Fatone has a new game show. It's called Common Knowledge.
I'm going to give you a chance to win $10,000 on his new show. So
they're asking like questions, obviously, common knowledge. Like, okay, this one I did not know. But I'm going to ask you. All right, so according to Healthline, which of these can you apply to a bug bite to help reduce itching? Is it A, an onion, B, a tomato, or C, a cucumber?
I'm going to say onion.
You're right!
Da-da-da-da!
Yeah, there you
$10,000!
To
Mark the Shark! To Mark the Shark!
And finally, tonight, remember the restaurant Vazzi's in Waterbury that's on the Gordon Ramsay show?
Yeah, and they old Gordon rebranded it as Vazzi's Tavern. And you're going to get to see all the yelling and screaming tonight, apparently, on his show at 8 o'clock on Fox.
Right, 24 hours to hell and back. And I got to watch that. For more celebrity gossip, you can always check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.